Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called Workflow Automation, How to Build a Business That Runs Itself by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And this one is genuinely practical, not just theory. Brett's walking through exactly how to set up end-to-end automation for an SME or a franchise using one CRM as the operational hub.
Right. And the central argument is pretty direct. Most businesses are losing time and money because of manual handoffs, duplicated records, and disconnected systems. Automation fixes that. But the myth he tackles head-on is that it takes months and a big budget.
Which is what most owners assume. They hear workflow automation and they picture a year-long IT project that costs a fortune.
Brett's point is it doesn't have to. With the right platform, most businesses can go from planning to production in weeks, not months. And the staffing model is leaner than you'd think. An operations lead, a marketing manager, and your existing sales or service staff handling the exceptions.
Okay, but before we get into the how, can we talk about the data piece? Because that feels like the real foundation here.
It absolutely is. The whole system depends on one source of truth, one place where every customer profile, every interaction, every sales opportunity, and every campaign result lives. When you have that, your automations are reading accurate information. When you don't, you get lost messages, conflicting scheduling, and nobody knows who owns what.
That's not a software problem. That's a very common operational problem. I've seen businesses running three different spreadsheets for the same customer list.
Exactly. So Brett's first step is mapping the processes that matter most. He's specific: lead capture and qualification, new customer onboarding, appointment scheduling and reminders, upsell and cross-sell sequences, lapsed customer reactivation, and online reputation management.
That last one surprises people. Most owners don't think of reputation as something you can automate.
But you can. Reputation bots request feedback after a service is completed, post positive reviews to public sites automatically, and route negative feedback to a resolution workflow. It's about catching a happy customer at exactly the right moment.
All right, so once the data is centralized, you're building automations from bots. Talk me through the different types, because there are quite a few.
There are AI voice bots that handle inbound calls when your team isn't available, capture lead intent, and route complex situations to a human. Conversation bots run SMS, chat, and messenger interactions to qualify leads or book appointments. Sales bots automate follow-up cadences, and then database reactivation bots, which I think are one of the most underused tools in any business.
Explain reactivation, because owners often write off old contacts completely.
Right, and Brett's case is there's a hidden source of revenue sitting in stale lists. Reactivation bots scan for lapsed customers, run re-engagement flows triggered by behavior and value, and include built-in measurement. He cites a regional services company that ran a reactivation campaign over email and SMS and produced measurable revenue in under 2 months, with no additional ad spend.
Under 2 months and no extra ad budget. That's the kind of result that pays for the whole platform.
And the franchise example is equally specific. A multi-location franchise used voice bots to capture lead intent, conversation bots to handle appointment booking, and sales bots for reminders. Within 6 weeks, they improved lead-to-appointment conversion by 28% and cut no-shows through automated reminders.
28% in 6 weeks. That's not a marginal gain.
No, and the implementation speed he describes is backed up by those numbers. Pre-built bots, templates, and a unified data model mean you're not starting from scratch.
What about ongoing maintenance? That's usually where automation projects fall apart. You set it up and then you need a consultant every time something changes.
He addresses this directly. Your operations lead owns automations and monitors performance. Your marketing manager handles funnels, content, and segmentation. For complex integrations, there's a marketplace of certified partners, but day-to-day changes are designed to be done in-house by existing staff.
So it doesn't create a new dependency on outside consultants. That changes the total cost picture quite a bit.
It does. And the governance side matters too. Roles and permissions inside the CRM, so changes to automations are auditable and reversible. You're not one rogue edit away from breaking your sales pipeline.
So if someone's listening and thinking, right, where do I actually start? What does Brett recommend?
Pick one high impact process, lead qualification or appointment scheduling. Automate it end to end, measure it against a clear KPI, response time, conversion rate, revenue per contact or review volume. Then expand from there and train one person internally to own it going forward.
Don't try to automate everything on day one. One process, one clear measure.
That's exactly it.
My takeaway this week is the reactivation point. Before spending anything on new leads, look at your existing database. There's probably revenue already in there.
Mine is the data first principle. None of this works without a single source of truth. If your customer records are scattered across multiple tools, that's the thing to fix before anything else.
The full article is at anabu.ai with the complete 7-step framework, the real-world examples, and all the implementation detail.
And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit available on the site. Well worth a look.